So we went up and I was just going to go up and over the mountains. We were going to go circle over Dana Point and go over Flyover Anthony's house or something. I don't know. We were going to go have fun. And he was like, hey, can we lose altitude really quick? Or he said, dive. And I was like, can't necessarily dive, but we can lose altitude in a rapid manner. I said, would you like me to demonstrate what would happen if we had an engine fire? So I turned it into a flight lesson, of course, because if you're just being out there, just being reckless, that's stupid. So I legitimately turned it into a flying lesson.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Today is a wonderful, what day is it today? Tuesday, 21st when we're recording this. So hopefully you'll be hearing it coming up pretty soon. But I wanted to talk about something that I did last week, Carson.
That could range from so many different things. What did you do last week?
So last week I went flying at NextGen.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So
is that your first time actually back and flying there for a bit?
I fly there every once in a while, but I went and flew with some friends.
I saw those Facebook pictures. That's right. Was it Austin?
My friend Austin, not my son Austin. Yeah. And then I also went up with Dave. So what I did is I haven't flown the Duchess in a while. So if you don't fly a plane for a little while, especially, I don't know, Carson, been a little long time since you've flown a plane. Once you don't fly for a long time, you start feeling like it gets in your head. You think, do I even know how to do this anymore? By the way, I still fly the Icon all the time.
It's not the flying part. It's just that particular plane or.
Yeah. It was like, do I still know how to do all the things like I used to be able to do? Like control power drag, identify, verify, fix a feather. Like, yeah. Like you can't, I can say it in my head. Can I do it? I was like, pop, pop, pop. I don't know. So I ended up.
Did you fly alone at first?
Yeah, I did. I flew alone at first.
Did you do your currency?
I did my currency real quick. So I did my three takeoffs and landings like super fast. I kept on asking for like short approaches. So that proved to me, yes, Brandon still knows how to fly the airplane.
And confidently.
And a little too confidently. And then I got Dave and then we went up and I just did some other maneuvers. I kind of wanted another pilot in there. He's multi-rated, but he is not multi-instructor rated. So he didn't know what I was doing, but I mean, he knew what I was doing. But
he didn't know what I was doing. It's different when someone is an MEI, they have a lot more experience.
And his only experience was flying a diamond that like auto feathers and does all sorts of stuff, right?
Fancy diamond. Fancy
diamond. Yes.
I get it. Yeah. No need to brag.
This one's real manual, right? So I took him up and I was like, okay, so let's see if I know how to turn off this airplane.
Those are confident words I want to hear. Remember how to turn it off and turn it back on again. Yeah, what's the worst that'll happen?
5,000, 55, whatever it was. So then I just turn off the left engine. I was like,
were you in the practice area or over the airport?
I was in the practice area.
Okay. Well, I mean, I remember when he tested one of those planes before and we were just orbiting the airport.
We were breaking in an engine.
Two engines.
Oh, we were breaking in two engines.
Two engines. Oh, man. That was like a core memory for me in my aviation journey.
I was so scared. And it was bumpy that day.
It was bumpy. And I wasn't too scared. I was like, okay, well, we're with Brandon. It'll be fine. And I trust Rich. He's the one that rebuilt them. And then we got in the plane and we started, just running it up. And then Brandon handed me a notepad and said, here, I'm going to start listing things off and just write them down. And it was just anything he thought was like a little bit off, he started listing it. So I had like a page of notes and I was just, I shouldn't have a page of notes and be in this plane.
I mean, I expected it. I handed him the piece of paper and I was like, yeah, I'm expecting there to be little problems and things to be tweaked. And
I guess nothing major, nothing bad happened. And I trust Brandon wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Well, that's good. At least somebody does.
I trusted at least. I don't know. We'll hear the rest of your story. Did you remember how to turn the plane back on?
So we were up at altitude and I just turned off the left engine. And I have my hands in a certain way whenever I'm flying an airplane with a student so they don't actually turn off the wrong engine. And since I hadn't done it in a while, I set my hands there first and then I used my other hand to turn off the engine.
It's like half your brain is like, I am the student, half is like, I am the teacher. And it's like you turn off your own plane.
I know.
Try to keep yourself from doing it wrong.
I mean, I was saying left engine verified, left engine verified, yeah. left engine feather verified. And I still had my hands there because I was,
that's a good habit to keep. At least that one stayed in.
Yeah. I mean, it did stay, but I mean, I did it pretty rapidly. So control, power, drag, identify, verify, fix or feather. And I was like talking through it out loud. So Dave's looking at me like, what is this guy doing right now? Why is he talking out loud? he probably wonders why I say gear down three times before I land also. But it's just something I do.
Have you had a gear down yet?
I've never had a gear down.
So yeah, we still had the good habits.
I still had the good habits. And then I was like, well, I haven't done an air start in a long time. And in the Diamond, you actually have to get slower to do an air start. And in the Duchess, you got to go fast to do the air start. So I was doing that and Dave looks at me like, why are we increasing speed so much? And I was like, oh, watch the left propeller start spinning. And I was just hoping it was going to start spinning.
That just has been a little sticky at times.
No, every once in a while, the air start. It's even part of the checklist. If the air start doesn't work, then you just have to do it with the magnetos. But it started right up. It was beautiful. I even texted Rich after. I was like, Dutch just started right up. It's a beautiful running engine because he loves hearing that type of stuff. Everyone tells him all the bad stuff on the airplanes and never any of the good. This just broke. Awesome. Or Rich. And now I'm telling him, oh, yeah.
You did a good job.
The unfeathering accumulator was absolutely beautiful that day. I loved it.
Great success.
Great success. Yes. I like. So we ended up doing that. And I did some steep turns and I did some slow flight and power off, power on stalls. And I don't know, I just kind of brought myself through a little check ride to make sure I knew how to fly the airplane correctly still. Then we came back and I let Dave fly the airplane and he was wondering, well, it's really hard to get a sight picture on this because he flies Cessnas all day long, 172s, 152s, and the Arrow. He likes flying the Arrow. And with him doing all of that, he was like, the sight picture is way different. And it's because the nose of the Duchess goes down like this. And a 172 is more kind of slightly up a little bit. So when you look at it, it's really hard to see the sight picture compared to the horizon.
That makes sense.
He was like having a hard time with that and like staying straight and level. Because you has a tendency to either go up or go, of course it's go up or go down. But yeah, you have a tendency to not be able to hold your altitude easily in that airplane just because you're not used to the same sight picture. And actually that was the only thing that I was having trouble with. I mean, I was going up and down 50 feet in the pattern or something, but I used to just be able to just like
nail it, keep it there. Yeah.
And the other thing that I noticed that was off for me from not flying that in a while, I used to be able to take my right hand and just use my two middle fingers and be able to sync up the propellers like that quick.
Because you knew the plane like the back of your hand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I would just sync up the propellers and everything would be perfect. And I was having such a difficult time syncing the props. I mean, I got it after like 30 seconds or something, but it should not have taken me 30 seconds. It should have taken me like 2 seconds, 3 seconds at the most. You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show. So overall, the flight went great. All of my landings, for some reason, were high.
Hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, first one was normal land. All my
landings were very different plane from what you've been flying.
From my Icon, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, was it good to be in a big plane again?
It felt nice.
Having a little more space and,
oh, and I was like,
not so panicked about
it's going so fast.
The weight on it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I'm not I could put more people in here.
I can take two people without questioning anything. Yeah, I mean, it's a great flying airplane. I mean, I really enjoyed flying it. And then I ended up going to lunch. And it was like a late lunch. It was like 2-3 o'clock and the day's kind of winding down. And my buddy Austin's like, oh, do we want to, it's the end of the day. Do you have any more work after this? I said, no, luckily I'm finally finished up. I've had a rough week. And he said, okay, do you want to go have a beer? And I was like, no, I don't think so. I'm okay. So we ended up leaving. And while we're leaving, I was like, well, since we didn't go have a beer, you want to go fly? and he was like, yes, I want to go fly. And all I could think about was I left my headset at Chino Airport, and I really want my headset back. So I flew to Chino Airport with Austin, and we ended up running to Dawson. He was flying my 120.
No way.
I like to have him keep it running That way it doesn't just sit, right? And keep the batteries going. So, yeah. And I ran into Dawson. He was doing a lesson, not a lesson, but like hanging out with his buddy, flying the 120. And so I ended up seeing him. I got my headset, found out my hangar wasn't as dirty as I expected it to be.
After all those wins?
After all the wins. I think Dawson might have swept it for me a little bit. He mentioned something in passing, so he might have done maybe. That.
Oh, there was one time I cleaned that after like a week of Santa Ana wins, and I had a trash can full of dirt. Like a 55-gallon trash can just packed.
Yeah.
It used to be bad.
Yeah, it gets pretty bad. So I ended up flying over there. I picked up my headset, instantly traded my headset that I was using. I was using one of those like $80 rugged wear headsets. Or
oh, the whatever. Ones that just kill your ears?
It wasn't killing my ears. It's just...
Yeah, skinny head now.
Yeah, I guess skinny head. Yeah. It just wasn't great. So I didn't enjoy it using that headset. So I ended up using my headset on the way back. We went and did some stalls and steep turns. And we were out. I was going to go take us up and over the mountains. And then we were going to go from Lake Matthews area. We were going to go to Dana Point. And I was letting my buddy Austin fly around. He's flown a few times with one of my DP friends and a few others. And I said, hey, let's go fly. Let's get high. Higher up there and not go get high.
That's terrible. Let's go fly and get high. Yeah.
As a pilot, that makes great. More sense.
That makes more sense, but okay. The FAA is not going to take it that way.
That's what it was. So we went up and I was just going to go up and over the mountains. We were going to go circle over Dana Point and go over flyover Anthony's house or something. I don't know. We were going to go have fun. And he was like, hey, can we lose altitude really quick? Or he said dive. And I was like, can't necessarily dive, but we can lose altitude in a rapid manner. I said, would you like me to demonstrate what would happen if we had an engine fire? So I turned it into a flight lesson, of course, because if you're just being out there, just being reckless, that's stupid. So I legitimately turned it into a flying lesson. I was like, okay, so this is what's going to happen if we had an engine fire. So I did all my checklist and we were at 5,000 feet. We had like a 2,000 feet per minute
descent.
And he was like, oh yeah, that's what I was talking about. And then we got down. And by the way, we were right next to the side of the mountains. We were away from all the airplanes. There was a few in the practice area. It was a pretty light day. But yeah, we dropped the altitude and the fake engine fire went out. So we leveled off.
As it always does.
At 3,000 feet or whatever we were at and flew back over to Lake Matthews, did some maneuvers, and then went back to Riverside. So, but overall, the reason why I tell this story was because it was so much fun flying for fun again. I didn't have a mission that day. I had no mission. Except for to go get my headset. I had that as a mission. I wanted to go get my headset. But I didn't have a mission. It was just, I don't know, I want to go feel myself out in this airplane again. I guess that was in mission one, right? But it wasn't, hey, I have to go fly today and I have to go
take this. No, I have to go get current because I have to fly this plane. No, it's, I want to do this plane. I want to fly this one.
I had to get current because actually I did have kind of an ulterior motive because I'm going to go fly the Aerostar in a couple weeks. So I wasn't current right now on multi. So I did know that I need to go get current.
That was a benefit of it.
Massive benefit because I would have just went and got current in a different day if I had to. But now there was no stress. Luckily, there was very little wind that day too. So that was pleasant as well because the winds out here in California have been...
You've heard about them.
Yeah.
You've heard about them lately.
You've watched the news once. You've seen it. It was even in a speech yesterday by our new president. So he even talked about the wildfires out here and how bad they have been. So luckily, I think they finally got a handle on them where they're not going to affect any more houses. But yeah, you never know. Our hearts go out to all the people who lost their houses, by the way. So
yeah,
sorry that's happened.
We get those fires in August and almost have to evacuate every year.
Carson lives in our area. Well, that was my fun flight. And I thought we haven't done one of these types of episodes in a while.
No, just talking about a flight. I mean, that's fun. And that's where it's at. And I think it's an important thing to remember, especially as a student going through flight training, is to take those kind of flights. Yeah, you might have an ulterior motive. You might turn it into a flight lesson. But but you going into it just to fly. I mean, there's no mission. There's nowhere you need to head. There's nowhere you need to go. You can do fun things and, you can go grab a meal. That's the best part, is that $300 hamburger.
Yeah,
it used to be $100 hamburger, not anymore.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, like the $100 hamburger thing, and I think I need to go take the plane up more often and just go do that. Like I need to go, I don't know, it's one of those places that brings you immense happiness, and at least it does for me. Just being in the air brings me a lot of happiness, and I haven't been doing that a lot lately, and I've been wondering, every once in a while I'm a little off, right? Like, what? I'm just doing the same thing over and over again. and I'm not doing the things that like bring me joy. So I've made it a goal of this year to do more of the things that bring me joy, do less of the things that don't. And above all, don't travel as much for work. Because last year, I think I traveled like 150 days last year for work. And although I love traveling, I want to travel for fun instead of just for work. So yeah, so that was kind of my day of flying. And what an amazing, awesome day it was. I can't wait to go again. I don't have anything planned, but I'm sure I'm going to go fly probably, I don't know, when I get back. I do have a work trip all next week, by the way. So if you're in Miami all next week, I'm there Sunday to Sunday, let me know. And if I'm free, maybe I'll
go. What conference are you going to?
It's called Eye Connections. It's a fundraising conference.
Okay. It's always a conference.
Always a conference. There's probably one or two a month that I could go to for like a week at a time that I'm not going to this year.
Yeah. Nicole will be upset.
But lots of people will be upset.
I think it's important that you remember why aviation's fun. And, you know, I remember when I was at NextGen, I had the keys to planes. I would just book myself for an hour and just take a couple laps and I would clear my head. When you're up there, you could think about other things besides whatever's bothering you. That's always huge.
Yeah. And I think that flying a plane de-stresses me. Some people that doesn't work one.
Like, some people get more stressed. But
yeah, some people get more stressed. So it kind of depends on where you're at in your pilot journey, obviously. But obviously, use the I'm Safe checklist. And if you're stressed or something like that, don't go fly an airplane. But if you know that is your de-stressor, then yeah, maybe that's a good thing too.
Take a couple laps.
Yeah, take a couple laps. But you have to kind of test that out over time.
And
yeah.
Well, it's once you realize that aviation and flying is a de-stressor.
Yeah,
maybe. That's once you hit that point and you're like, oh, I feel better after a flight.
Yeah.
Then you can start using it. I wouldn't recommend a student pilot going in.
No, student pilot should not be doing that. For sure not. So with all that being said, that was kind of my story of the day. I just had so much fun. It just brought me so much joy. Carson, you saw me when I got in here. I wasn't smiling that much this morning, but after I started thinking about this day, I'm all smiles now.
Good, as you should be.
So cool. Well, with that being said, if you have any stories that you want to tell us, please let us know in the comments below. You can also like, subscribe, all the great things. Please click them all, Carson. Oh, TikTok is back.
TikTok has been following us on TikTok.
It was gone for 24 hours. So if you follow us on TikTok, go see us on TikTok.
Not even 24 hours.
Yeah, not even. It was like 12 hours. It was gone. I screenshotted both, so I have a memory of it. Yes, it was fantastic.
You're addicted.
And now I only go on there like once a week, to be honest.
High toxic living.
Yeah, I did I did come up with a funny thing, and it's like more of like a comedy deal. And I do this like pondering thing next to a pond. You should go check it out. It's called High Toxic Living. And I ponder next to a pond.
You should not go check it out.
You should check it out. It is hilarious. I have two more that are unreleased.
Unreleased.
On Saturday, I recorded another ponder
video. I'm going to keep you away from water.
There's water right out there. Don't even start. Today, ponder. Want to ponder, Carson? We can ponder.
Let's wrap this up. You're terrorizing people.
Fine. I'll wrap this up. I guess it's time. So, all right. Also, one last thing. If you want to head out over to Aero Summit, check out stratusaerosummit.com, and Mark will have it in the show notes or in the comments below. We'll let you know how you can get a free ticket if you are a student pilot, and if you are a flight instructor, how to get a ticket for $50. So make sure you click below. There's going to be a lot of amazing networking for you to go out there at the Stratus Aero Summit. It is in May. I think it's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the Wynn in Las Vegas. Hey, by the way, if you don't end up liking the conference for some crazy reason, you're still in Vegas. You can still have a great time.
So with Brandon and Carson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my last name is Martini. We can go have a great time. by the way, I know there's a whole clan of Martinis in Vegas. I've got a whole family out there. So that's where a bunch of my family lives.
Oh, that makes sense.
Maybe they'll come out and visit too.
So. Oh, get them all tickets.
Absolutely. Carson, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, as a wrap up for the day, remember who you are, what you stand for, make good choices, and figure out the rest of it.
And we're here to guide your journey.
Oh, yeah. We're here to guide your journey.
Carson messed all that up.
Oh, well.
You want to retry? That's it for the day.
That's it for the day.
So long, everybody. Thanks again. Talk soon. Bye-bye.